Welcome to the Homeschool Sanity Show, your weekly prescription for happier, healthier homeschool living. I'm your host, Dr. Melanie Wilson, Christian psychologist turned homeschooling mother of six. Hey, homeschoolers. For today's episode, I asked some of my fellow podcasters at the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network to share their best tips for homeschool sanity. I know you'll enjoy them. But first, I would love to have your comments at homeschoolsanity.com. I read and respond to every comment I get on this podcast. It helps me to know what's useful for you and what additional questions you have that I can address in future episodes. It also reminds me that I'm not just talking to myself. I realize that comments aren't private, though. So if you have a private concern, email me at psychowith6, that's the number 6, at gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. The teaching tip of the week has to do with what's been going on with me for the past 2 months. I got out of the shower one morning and felt intense pain in my chest muscle that moved to my left shoulder blade. I read that I had an injury or strain of the rhomboid muscle that was causing the problem. Most likely that injury was caused from playing tennis, which I hadn't been doing any of before the injury, carrying a heavy bag on that shoulder. Busted. I had been carrying my computer in my purse on that shoulder, or using poor posture at the computer. That last bit was really a concern. I spend a lot of time at the computer, writing for the blog, this podcast, Grammar Galaxy curriculum, social media, and for homeschooling. What I read told me that I could expect the injury to heal in 2 to 3 weeks. I started using my right arm for everything, letting my left arm rest. My husband was wonderful about massaging it for me. It hurt a lot after I would go for walks in the morning. But sure enough, 3 weeks later, the pain was gone. I don't think I had any days of no pain at all, though, because as soon as my left shoulder healed, the right started to hurt. I was hopeful I could keep it from becoming as severe as the left. I tried to modify my activities, but the pain grew more and more intense to the point that there was no comfortable position for me. I couldn't sleep. I didn't want to eat. I bought a massage pillow, which did help a lot, but if I wasn't using it, I was in agony. I saw a chiropractor and learned that nerve compression was causing my pain, but I was still at the end of my rope. I prayed in desperation in the middle of the night. Rather than take the pain away, though, the Lord got my husband up, which never happens. He massaged it for me. And more importantly, he encouraged me. He reminded me that God had been faithful in worse situations than this. That was the beginning of real improvement. I started using a home TENS unit that made the muscles in my shoulder twitch. I iced it at the same time, which is an approach I learned from physical therapy for a different shoulder problem I had a couple of years ago. It helped a lot. But then I found a YouTube channel that made a huge difference. Dr. Mandel of the Motivational Doc channel explained that tight scalenous muscles in the neck and shoulder area could impinge on the nerves, causing pain. He shares a number of stretches that have reduced my pain dramatically. I will share his channel and the other products that have brought me relief in the show notes at homeschoolsanity.com/sanity tips. At this point, you may be wondering how my shoulder pain is a teaching tip. Neck and shoulder pain as a result of hunching the shoulders forward and sticking the neck out to look at a computer screen, or from looking down at a phone, has become epidemic. If you aren't using the computer or a device a lot, your kids probably are or will be. Teach your children proper posture for computer usage. You can learn more about that from Dr. Mandel's YouTube channel. Take regular breaks from devices and stretch your neck and shoulder muscles. If I had done these three things, I wouldn't have been in pain and really out of commission for the past 2 months. Even looking down at a traditional book can cause neck and shoulder strain. Let my experience serve as a warning. Okay, on to today's topic. The Homeschool Sanity Show is a part of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Three of my fellow podcasters shared their best tips for homeschool sanity that you're going to love.
Hey, this is Fletch from the Homeschooling in Real Life podcast, and I'm just swinging by the Homeschool Sanity Show to share a few of my tips for helping your homeschooling wife stay sane. That's right, I'm a homeschooling dad. I have four tips for the guys out there. First, listen. Hey guys, if you could just stop and listen to your wife, you would help her from going insane, because sometimes just talking it through with another adult is all our homeschool wives need. The second thing, remember, it's important for you as a dad to remember what it was that caused you to want to start homeschooling. And that'll help you with my third point, which is remind. Sometimes we need to remind our wives and our kids who are going insane with the homeschooling what it was that made us want to start in the beginning. And sometimes that reminder is all we need to kind of push people from insanity back to sanity. And the fourth thing, guys, let's help our wives. You know, maybe that's just handling all the meals on the weekend. Maybe that's picking up a subject. Maybe that's throwing some more money into the homeschool budget. You can help with the homeschool. So again, my four suggestions: listen, remember, remind, and help. And you can do this. You can homeschool and maintain your sanity. Again, this is Fletch from the Homeschooling in Real Life podcast. Thanks for letting me stop by.
Well, hello, everyone. This is Sabrina Justison, and I'm here with
Vicki Tillman
and Kim Smythe.
And we are some of the sisters at SevenSistersHomeschool.com, and the most common voices you'll hear on the Homeschool High School podcast on the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. So we would like to share some tips that we have for maintaining your sanity while you homeschool. And as we put our minds together on this, the first thing we came up with is that you remember there is not
one right way to homeschool.
So simply starting from that mindset and understanding that while those around you may be doing their homeschool endeavors with great success, if that approach is not going to fit well for your family, you do not have to do things the same way as the people around you.
Indeed. Mm-hmm.
And in honor of the fact that we think there's not one right way to homeschool, we are going to each share a personal strategy that worked for each of us.
Indeed.
So, Kim, you want to go first?
Sure. For us, we are sometimes active people. And for us, it was really important to get up and move around a lot. Even before we started schoolwork, sometimes it was good to just move around for a few minutes. And then we could sit down and focus on something for a while. And then it was good to get up and move around some more.
That makes sense for Smythes.
Absolutely. We are not sit at a desk all day kind of people.
Mm-mm. Very good. Well, for me, this is a tip for Mom. I guess Kim's is good for everyone in the homeschool, probably. And this was something that I did to help protect Mom's brain. And that was that I would carve out time for myself to read and to write, because I'm a total word nerd.
Indeed.
And my greatest, healthiest processing of stress and difficulty happens on a page. So if I gave myself time to write and then also to just read things that were feeding my soul and making me happy, it made our whole homeschool a saner, safer place.
explains why there are journals all over your house.
I have a bit of a problem with blank books. I will admit that. I love blank books with all that is within me. All right, so Vicki, what's your personal sanity keeper?
Mine is the best. I'm sorry, you have good sanity keepers, but mine's the best.
We did learn from Vicki. We've adopted some of her strategies, so here it is.
She has taught us well. Go.
Drink coffee.
Yes! Is there any real, like, I mean,
for
we know
real.
You love it.
Yes.
Tell us.
I mean, it tastes good, has great aromatherapy properties, but mainly it causes temporary axon growth. Your little neurons in your brain actually grow a little bit, temporarily, so you can pay better attention to your kids' math lessons.
All That's right. Awesome. All right, so this was a sanity tip and a biology lesson all in one.
There you go. Log a biology minute.
So we hope that your homeschools are sane and wonderful places, but it's also okay if occasionally they get a little loopy, because that's just reality, right?
Indeed.
Absolutely.
And probably our very favorite thing to share with any other homeschooler regarding keeping your homeschool sane is stay connected.
Indeed.
Don't isolate yourself and think that you have to be everything for your children's education and for your family's growth. Stay connected in your real-life community.
Indeed.
Build real-life community if you don't have much homeschool community where you are. And take advantage of the wonderful resources for connection on the internet.
Indeed.
Like the podcasts.
Right. Hey, like our friend Melanie's wonderful Homeschool Sanity podcast.
Indeed. You betcha. And there are lots of other podcasts specifically for homeschoolers that can be found at ultimateradioshow.com. That is the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. They are also our sponsors, and and we are delighted to be partnered with the wonderful homeschool podcasters there. So check them out and find things like the blog posts at sevensistershomeschool.com, where you get the chance to read information and then comment and ask questions and actually have someone reply to those and have conversation happen. Stay connected. It's good for yourself.
Yes. It's good for your soul.
Yep. So thanks for listening to our little piece of input, and we hope that you have a wonderful homeschool year.
Indeed.
Hi, listeners to the Homeschool Sanity Show. Thanks so much, Melanie Wilson, for having me on your show today and sharing with you some homeschool sanity tips. My name is Felice Gerwitz, and I am the owner of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network, and I podcast at vintagehomeschoolmoms.com. And the reason I call my show Vintage is I'm a little bit older, and I am a grandma, so some of the tips I'm going to share with you today have to do with babysitting my 6 little grandchildren, sometimes all at once. When my daughter was expecting number 7, yes, that is not a typo there. It is actually the number 7. She would leave me with the little ones, and none of my teenagers were home, and so they were like, "Mom, are you sure you can handle it?" And I said, "Of course I can. I'm a mom and a grandma. I've got this." And so I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I'm going to have them from ages, 2 to 10. And I need to get this under control, or I am going to be completely insane by the time my daughter gets back. So here are my homeschool sanity hacks for you. I'm going to be doing a show on homeschool hacks. So be looking for that at Vintage Homeschool Moms. So the first is, I know we wish Mary Poppins would come in with her magic bag of tricks and solve all our problems, but the first is to be organized. When I had these little ones coming over for about 3 hours, I was organized. We were going to paint, yes, with watercolors and paint, and have lunch. So I made sure that I wasn't making a gourmet meal for lunch, nor was I going to not have all my stuff ready. So everything was ready and there for them to do their little craft. And the other thing was, when they got really loud, one of the tricks I learned as a preschool teacher — I never did teach professionally, but I have a degree in early childhood education — was to whisper. So when the kids start getting really louder, you look at them and you start whispering to them and talking to them like like this, and they can't hear you, right? So they have to lower their voices in order to hear what you're saying, and the first thing they do is they look at you very puzzled and say, Grandma, why are you whispering? And so I continue to whisper back until they get closer enough, and then they can hear me. And so that allows all of their voices to come down. Another is using hand signals. We did this with our kids when they were little. You know, it's a little bit of not doing it so much so that, you know, you're teaching them sign language, but like number one, number two, and number three, and each one of those things meant something. So, for example, number two meant quiet. And so I would do that with the grandkids when they came over. If they were getting really loud, I would hold up two fingers. With my older kids, and these are my teenagers, and I know sometimes how teenagers can get out of hand. Sometimes they're louder than the little ones. And so what I would do with them is I would give them the sign for be quiet, and it's almost a nice way of saying, you know, quiet the lip or shut the mouth. And so what I do is if you spread your hand all the way out like a number five and then bring your four fingers together and close it over your thumb, and that is a signal of the mouth closing. And so when I give my kids that signal, if they're getting out of hand, they know they need to stop or there is going to be a consequence. And you know what? If I can't think of the consequence, I would say to them, no worries. I don't know exactly what the punishment is going to be this second, but I'm going to pray to God and ask Him to help me. And after the first couple of times of my kids laughing at me and thinking, yeah, right, like God's going to tell my mom, you know, to punish me, it was amazing how the Lord gave me certain things to do, like taking away car keys to my son's truck and hanging them in the laundry room, not necessarily even taking the car away, just the keys and the proximity of putting them where someone else could possibly get to his car and move it or drive it. And he didn't like that very much. And the next time I said, you know what, I'm going to pray to the Lord and ask Him to help me with the punishment, they didn't quite laugh so much anymore. So there you have it, some things that hopefully will bring sanity to your life. Thanks so much, Melanie, for having me on your show, and come over after you're done listening to Homeschool Sanity and visit me on vintagehomeschoolmoms.com. Take care, everybody. God bless.
I hope you'll subscribe to Homeschooling in Real Life, Homeschool High School, and Vintage Homeschool Moms. Find the links to their shows at homeschoolsanity.com/sanity tips. Have a happy homeschool week.
Thank you for joining me for the Homeschool Sanity Show. This has been a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.